flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Our guy Jeff from Vienna brought up an interesting thing at the end of last hour about being disappointed that Jaden Daniels isn't going to be throwing in the Pro Bowl games or whatever. And I was happy about it when we found out the news yesterday, he and Terry, because I think they're A, stupid. B, I got plenty of football, man. Don't need the Pro Bowl. Don't need Pro Bowl games. Don't need tug of war. Don't need throwing through a bullseye. Any of that stuff. But I'll throw it out there to you guys to chomp on. Are you guys disappointed that Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are not going to be a part of the Pro Bowl games this weekend in Orlando? I am not. Maybe you are. Before we get back to the calls, I wanted to tell you what Bill Belichick said on the Pat McAfee show. About Tom Brady and the Super Bowl. That's right. The now North Carolina head coach, of course, was the head coach of Tom Brady for 6 Super Bowl victories, a couple of losses. And then Brady, of course, went on to win a 7th without Belichick in Tampa. And, of course, there was some friction between the two. Seems like everything is all good. Now it was just maybe a competitive thing. But he said to Mac, I'm sorry, not on the McAfee show. He was on the McAfee show last hour. This was on Sirius XM and his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray and I forget who else is on that show. He said maybe about the Vince Lombardi trophy, maybe they should name it the Tom Brady trophy. He won 7 of them. And the answer to that is hell no. And I am the biggest Tom Brady mark there is. I love Tom Brady. No, not a chance. No thanks. No need. Not even a consideration. Screw that. Dumb idea. And then I thought, well, wait a second. As dumb as that idea was, Belichick did make a great point afterwards. And this is the genius of Belichick. You may not agree with everything. You may not understand everything. But the guy is so forward-thinking. Just, again, brilliant. He said, after saying something patently absurd, he said, quote, players win games. You can't win games without good players. I don't care who the coach is. It's impossible. You can't win without good players. You know, I found that out when I had Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks and Harry Carson, Pepper Johnson, Jim Burt, all those great Giant teams, Everson Walls. I said all of those guys at the Giants. You know, of course, he won two Super Bowls as the defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells. He goes, same thing. We got good at Cleveland and then at New England. He said, I mean, it's Brady, it's McGinnis, it's Vrabel, Brewski, Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Troy Brown, Lawyer Malloy, basically names his whole roster. Those are the guys that won the games, man. I didn't make any tackles. I didn't make any kicks. That was Adam Vinatieri that made the kick in 4 inches of snow. So basically what Bill Belichick is either doing is just being totally deferential and not wanting to take any credit, or he's telling you what I firmly believe, which is players win games, lose games. Coaching helps. Coaching hurts. Coaching does not win games. And just the opposite is the actual belief from the media and fans, is that coaching is like 80% of the equation and players are like 20%. And just the opposite, in my view, and I think in Bill Belichick's view, or so it seems, that it is largely about the players, not the coaches. And yet, the exact opposite is the feeling that I get from hearing so many analysts and so many fans and so many members of the media, that it's 75-80% coaching, 15-25% players. And again, I feel just the opposite. So how do you feel about what A, Belichick said? Would you be interested at all? I don't know how you could be in changing it from the Vince Lombardi trophy to the Tom Brady trophy. One, I think that's, again, absurd. Two, the real thing that he said, which is kind of where I want to get at, is players win games. You can't win games without good players, which I think everybody understands. But again, the mass perception is that players win games. I'm sorry, that coaches win games and lose games. Like, people think, hey, when they think of the Chiefs' success, they think Andy Reid, to a lesser degree, Steve Spagnuolo, and sure, Patrick Mahomes is up there, but they don't give credit to that offensive line, to Chris Jones, right? To some of the other, you know, Harrison Butker, some of the other players that, you know, the Chiefs have. I forgot their really good corner. I have to look it up. Or, like, for instance, Trent McDuffie. There you go. Thank you, Max. And they lost L'Jarius Sneed last year in free agency, who was really good for them, right? And they lost another linebacker in free agency, Gay. To me, Allegretti, who I you know, came here, who started the conference championship and the Super Bowl for them and played fairly well. To me, like, it's interesting because Nick Sirianni doesn't get any credit at all. Like, people hate Nick Sirianni. Yet, we're so willing to go gaga and absurd land over getting down on our knees and going to every coach walking planet freaking Earth, or taking our axe out and chopping them at the knees, right? That we forget, hey, wait a second, if we're going to do that for every other coach, how do we not give Nick Sirianni any credit for what they've done with the Philadelphia Eagles? And I know I'm somewhat guilty of it too, because I always mention Howie Roseman, the personnel, right? The players. But I'm a players guy. I think the players determine 75-80%, maybe more of the game. Every game. All games. Coaching helps. Coaching somewhat hurts. Coaching does not determine games. Neither does officiating. But each can have its own element, and each contributes, but players determine games. Players determine games, not coaches. And you have arguably the greatest coach of all time saying exactly that. So if you don't listen to me, you might want to listen to Belichick. Let's get to Chuck in D.C. here on the Team 980. What up, Chuck? How are you?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
All right, Chuck, what's going on? How are you?
Ain't nothing much. Now, back to what you were saying earlier would I root for Philadelphia to win the Super Bowl? And the answer is no. Heck no. And the reason why is because they are division rival.
Just to be clear, that did not change because of Sunday, correct? It's just because they're a division rival.
Yes, sir. The thing is that if you look at the fans, Cowboy fans, Giant fans, most of all of our family members got either Cowboy or Giant fans in the division. Okay, cool. So the thing is that we may talk trash, have fun about it. But Eagle fans, for some reason, they take it up a notch. They like throwing stuff. Like if you looked at it on social media, on the internet, when them guys were throwing food and trash at Washington fans after the game, that just made me sick to my stomach. And the thing is that I already hated them, but I hate them even more. I hate them more than the Cowboys and Giants fans. Philadelphia is the worst team and the worst fan base in the NFL, in my opinion.
I mean, yes, it's hard to disagree with that. I mean, a lot of fan bases are annoying, right? I guess what I kind of look at is I don't punish an organization or a team or a set of players or coaches or a general manager or whatever and lump them into a bunch of unruly idiots. Does that make sense?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I like Saquon. Saquon is the real deal. I liked him when he was with the Giants. They were stupid for not giving him the money. But Saquon Barkley and what's the other receiver, number 11?
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. Yep. I like A.J. Brown and Smith. I like them three.
Yeah.
Them three are legit.
I mean, it's more than just that. That's the thing that's kind of, you know, about the Eagles that people I think are going to always lose sight of. And we were trying to talk about this yesterday with Doc. They are built so well inside out, and they're built really well at the skill positions as well. But they are built so well inside out that their defensive line and their offensive line is the DNA, the footprint, the lifeblood of what they do. And yet they don't give any credit. And you just said, I like this guy, I like that guy. And that's totally cool. That's totally normal, right? Fans generally don't pay as much attention to in the trenches and guys that, you know, aren't big names. But the Philadelphia Eagles don't win the conference championship or don't win as many games as they have over the last, you know, 5-6 years without being built strongly, strongly from the inside out, at least in my opinion. And again, I don't judge teams and organizations based on their stupid fans. Their fans are unruly. Their fans are maniacs. Their fans are, I don't want to say, and I don't want to say all of their fans. A section of their fan base are hooligans, right? They are jerks. They are morons. I'm just going to say that, okay? I have no problem saying that. That doesn't mean the organization is.
Well, I got one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go on because I know you got other people, like Paulie and everybody.
Don't remind me.
Only thing I'm going to just say is that I think the Super Bowl is going to be very, very good. I think that, that it's going to be amazing. It's not going to be a blowout. But as long as they don't put Taylor Swift on the cameras, I'm good with it.
I'm with you, brother. I appreciate the phone call. Taylor Swift and what's her name? Brittany Mahomes? No thanks. Please keep them off the television. Nobody cares. Trust me, nobody cares. Nobody cares. All right, let's get more of your calls here. Let's go to my guy Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you?
Hey, buddy, just a few quick things. One with Belichick. Listen, this dude's living on a different planet right now. He's dating a girl 50 years younger than him.
Good for him.
Exactly. But his brains are being scrambled with that whole situation and living the life that we hope to all live if we're 73 years old. So kudos to him, okay? Second thing. The Pro Bowl is a joke. You shouldn't even call it the Pro Bowl. It's not even a participation trophy. That's how much of a joke it is. So I could care less about seeing Jaden in that. Third, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he wasn't talking smack last year when he was playing for the Lions and got kicked out of they got beat. So consider your source. And finally, you just have to respect the Eagles, what they've accomplished over the last 25 years as an organization. It's the same thing with the Ravens and some other teams. I don't mind seeing them win because they've earned it. And that's what it is for me. They've earned it because they draft right. They've only had three head coaches in 25 years. And you saw me shout out the stats of what they've been for the last 25 years. You got to respect what they are. They're a tough team, and they know how to win. And if they win, more power to them. That we need to aspire to be like them.
I think that's well said. I think Adam Peters, the footprint that Howie Roseman has put down is exactly the footprint that Adam Peters should follow, and I'm pretty sure Adam Peters already knows that. And I don't have to say it, but I'd be very, very, very surprised if this offseason is about adding skill, playmakers at skill positions versus bolstering and strengthening and really investing again in both lines. Let's just call it that. And I think that's a smart way of going about it.
Chris, the last thing I'll say to you is the way we used to run this franchise was what you see on X with people shouting out about how great Bronny James is going to be, and you saw how awful his stat line was, and Linnell was making excuses for him on X, saying, "Look at how good he did in the G League." Yeah, that's not even Pop Warner, buddy.
Yeah,
that's the way they used to think.
Did you see? I just came across this. The Lakers are coming here tomorrow night. They were in Philadelphia last night. So J.J. Redick, their first year head coach, who was hired by LeBron James, not the Lakers. He was hired by LeBron James. He second guessed his decision to put Bronny James into the rotation last night. Said maybe put him in a tough spot. Bronny went 0-for-5 with 3 turnovers in 15 minutes.
He needs to go get a straw because he sucks.
Yeah.
So he'd be working at fast food joint if his last name wasn't James.
The whole Angel Reese Caitlin Clark debacle is just some of the reason why I'm solo today. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Love you, man. That is Athan at Annapolis. Let's go to where are we going here? Let's go to. Anthony in Fort Washington next up. Anthony, how are you?
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you,
What's
sir?
What's up, Anthony?
I love your show.
Thank you, man.
Me start by saying
I appreciate
rest
it.
In peace. Rest in peace, Pete Medhurst. I had an opportunity to talk to him. He's one of the best. He's very knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed listening to him. Whatever he called, he just made you feel like you were a part of the action, and he did so well. And broadcasting and explaining everything that as you were watching the game.
Well said, Anthony.
And I mean, that was one of your.
Yeah. Last week, I don't mind sharing with you, was, for many reasons, it was supposed to be the culmination, or not the culmination, but it was supposed to be just a great anticipation, and when we got that news, that hit like just an absolute ton of bricks, because we all thought Pete was sort of on the mend and was getting better, and boy did it end quickly, and we'll say goodbye officially to him this Saturday, and thank you for your good thoughts, and I know in talking to Brenda yesterday, I asked her, I said, how can we help, besides continuing to raise money and pointing people to the GoFundMe. She said, just continued prayers and thoughts, that's that's what she wants. So, anybody that keeps Pete in their mind and in their hearts, certainly we appreciate that. And they do, too.
Well, I certainly would contribute to that fund, and I appreciate it. I'm just thankful that I had the opportunity to experience, listen to him and you together. He's going to be missed.
Thank you.
Now, going forward, you want to know, are we Commanders fans? I always call myself the Redskins. I don't like name, but
that's
anyway,
okay.
It is what it is. But hell no, I'm not rooting for the Eagles. They got the most. I like some of the players on their team, but their fans are the worst in the league. I remember years ago when Coach Chief Z who used to be a Nissan car salesman up in Bowie, in Nissan and Bowie. One just, and they, when he went up to Philadelphia back in the 80s, in our heyday, they beat the man up so bad in the parking lot that he was in the hospital in Philadelphia for, I think, a couple of months. They broke his leg, broke ribs,
wait,
and all that stuff.
That, wait, Chief Z, did you say?
Yes, sir.
I didn't. I don't remember them doing that to him. How do I?
I've heard this story.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. I mean,
yes,
that was before I got here. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, and as I said, look, Brian Mitchell says this really well, and I hear it from him all the time. You know, like there's a small but loud minority of really, really bad Eagles fans, and that spreads like a virus over the entire fan base. Not every fan base is like that. I understand that. And certainly not every Eagles fan. And I would say the majority of Eagles fans are not like that. But, you know, there is 10 to 15% that seem to be violent, might be a stretch. Although in that case with Chief Z, they were. I would say they're ruthless. I would say they're what's the right word? I'm struggling.
They animals. That's what they are. They animals. You know,
yeah, I mean, in an animalistic sort of way, yes, they are.
But listen, if you want to know about that, ask King K-9 Doc Walker. He'll remember that.
Oh yeah. Hey, listen, I'll tell you a story, and I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for the nice words on Pete Anthony. Good to hear from you. I'll tell you a quick story. 2010. I'm with the team on the team charter buses as we're coming into the sports complex in Philadelphia. It's Donovan McNabb's return to Philadelphia. We got pelted with raw eggs. Pelted the buses, not we as individuals, because thankfully we pulled in under the link. The buses, as they're coming down, got pelted with raw eggs because they were trying to send a message to Donovan McNabb. And, oh yeah, a division rival. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, asking if you would boycott the Super Bowl as this study from Bet Online that came out about all the tweets about different fan bases boycotting the Super Bowl. Commanders way behind the Bills fans, the two teams and two fan bases that lost in the championship games. I mean, it's stupid, it's ridiculous, but I was going to have this conversation anyway because I think Commanders fans would have had an impossible, really hard time rooting, picking, wanting the Eagles to win the Super Bowl anyway. But then because they beat them and beat them so bad, does that make it even worse or, I guess, more impossible? And as a result, if you're one of these, and there are plenty of them out there, I'm exhausted from the Chiefs. They're lucky. They're fortunate. Got a horseshoe up their ass. All of that. Like, does that make you, again, boycott the Super Bowl? 301-230-0980. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lou. Oh, my goodness. Lou, what up? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, Rooster?
What's up, Lou? Sorry, your car was, or whatever you're doing, was very loud when we first picked up.
sorry, man.
That's all right.
Yeah, I had to go pick up some stuff, and I left the phone in the car. But, I want to go back to what you were saying about the fans in Philly. You saying it's a small percentage? I think it's the entire fan base are just ruthless, man. I've seen videos. I know you're going to say, some people, they're not like that. But I think the entire city and the entire state of Philadelphia fan base are ruthless, has zero respect for other fans. I mean, we don't do that around here. I've never seen anything like this. This is they're getting out of control, and they should ban these people. To be honest,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we've never seen a fight break out between Commanders fans or Redskins fans and another opponent's fans. We've seen that, but in general, I don't remember like seeing a video of like what happened in Baltimore earlier this year when the Ravens fan beat the crap out of the Commanders fans, right? But here's where I would take exception, Lou. You can't say it's the entire fan base because there's no documented evidence of that.
Chris, did you not see the video?
Well, of course I see that, but that's an isolated video here and there. That's a couple of punks. That's not 100% of the fan base or anywhere close. How do we say that's 100% of the fan base?
Look, man, we not like you see us. We not like them, so they should respect every other fan base.
Sure.
If we go to their stadium to watch the game, we should be peacefully, we shouldn't be going through what it's just horrible, man. I just don't, whatever, but it is what it is. And to the other topic, I think, like I told Max, I don't mind watching the game. I mean, I root for Kansas City and, one of the greatest coaches, Andy Reid, who I really enjoy watching, watching him throughout the years, man. He just know how to coach team, and he just find a way to win. I know even though the referee, it is what it is. I was against the, he's not the one making those calls. It's the referee.
Yeah,
I
man.
Think that,
I'll tell you this. Like, I don't know how anybody could hate, not want to, not like, root for, whatever, Patrick Mahomes and Andy. I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. Lou, thank you. I appreciate it. Let me run to one more here, Max, before we do the timeout. Let's go to Matthew in Maryland on the Team 980. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going, Chris?
Great. What's going on?
Yeah, so I want to highlight a tweet that I saw from Lionel Willingham. It was actually yesterday, and it said Bobby Wagner played 1,017 defensive snaps in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
98.8% of those defensive snaps, he was on the field, right?
Right.
And he's obviously a free agent. If Washington does decide to re-sign him, at the start of next season, Wagner's going to be 35 years old. I mean, what can you expect from him? How much will Washington utilize him? Is that sustainable for a 35-year-old to play more than 98% of the snaps?
Yeah, it's not sustainable in any reasonable – at a high level, it's not sustainable. I mean, period. Father time always wins, right? So here's what I think is going to happen. And I mean, this, obviously we're going to have plenty of time to talk about this. I think they will try very hard to bring Bobby Wagner back, but with the idea, with the plan that they are developing either Jordan McGee, number one, which they were trying to this year, or they're going to draft a true Mike linebacker that they like, that they fit in their system, maybe second, third round, fourth round at worst, somebody like that to really, really push and prepare for the replacement of Bobby Wagner. And if that replace time comes midway through the year or at some point during the year, then that's the natural evolution of being in the NFL. Now, one thing that we should point out, I forget who mentioned this. Pete Carroll is now in Vegas, and Pete Carroll's going to be looking for leaders and whatnot. And Pete Carroll had Bobby Wagner, so I wonder if there'll be strong interest from the Raiders. Don't know, but I wonder.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not obviously opposed to re-signing Wagner, especially depending on the money, because he was one of the better linebackers in the NFL this year, period. But I also just know that many snaps for someone who's obviously aging and will eventually start to decline isn't necessarily the best thing for Washington
no,
right now.
No doubt. No doubt. I think there will be very much a plan in place if even if he is back. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it. And I like listen, Lionel. That made me giggle like a schoolgirl. I don't know why, but it did. Let's do the trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as you know, Cliff Kingsbury is, of course, coming back to the Commanders, as was expected all along. It just took some national reports to shut it down unofficially yesterday. Meanwhile, Terry McLaurin, as we told you yesterday, Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels both not going to be participating in the Pro Bowl game. Sam Cosmi with surgery on his torn ACL yesterday, said to be successful. Mike McCarthy, the former Dallas Cowboys head coach, has pulled his name out of consideration for the New Orleans job. Not that he was absolutely going to get it, but was a contender, and instead he'll shift his focus to the 2026 hiring cycle. Sad news, as we mentioned last hour, an 18-year-old Temple University student and Eagles fan has died after falling from a light pole celebrating the Eagles NFC Championship win on Sunday against the Commanders. He fell onto a concrete sidewalk, was hospitalized with a brain injury, and pronounced dead yesterday. Meanwhile, the Wizards back home tonight without Alex Saar, the number two overall pick, against the Toronto Raptors. You can hear it 99.1 FM pregame coverage with Dave Johnson and company beginning at 6:45. We will have Maryland and Wisconsin basketball right after Craig Hoffman right here on the Team 980 with coverage of that game beginning at 6:30. Thank you, Max. And that's what's trending. I had to go get a coffee refill because I haven't had enough caffeine. Somehow I'm still yawning, which tells you just everything you need to know. But Max, one thing I was thinking, I don't know if you've been to the bathroom here at the Odyssey Palatial Studios.
Many times, yes.
Well, today, I meant.
That's a great question. I don't think I have today.
All of a sudden, we have music playing in the kitchen, right, through the speakers or whatever, and they've rigged something, whatever, which is cool.
Yeah.
Good deal, right? We're audio company, right? We got several FM music stations. Great. Now, one time I would like it to be, I don't know, like this show, so that I could piss everybody off. That's number one, but that has not happened yet. But I did notice it's very loud.
It is.
I feel like as you're, you know, doing your business, right, it's extremely loud.
It is.
And I wonder if it's, and I was not doing, like, the other bad business, but I just, you know, I drink so much, gotta take care of some business, right? I'm wondering if it's louder in the bathroom than in the kitchen.
I think it
to absorb some of the noise that naturally comes in a men's bathroom, or maybe any bathroom.
That'd be my guess.
But specifically a men's bathroom.
Yeah, that would be my guess. That's where
you think it's cranked up a little extra notch?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing. So I was, you know, like trying to, could this be, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if there's any theories on that. You know, the junkies talk about stuff like this all the time, so I figure every once in a while, I could spend about 45 seconds on bathroom talk.
Everybody loves bathroom talk.
I don't know if everybody loves bathroom talk. A lot of people that I hear from do not like bathroom talk. They like a lot of things from the junkies. They do not like bathroom talk. Let's get you back to the phones. Where are we going here? Let's go to Dale in Hyattsville. I think he's been on hold the longest. Dale, how are you? What's going on?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing there?
Good, Dale. What's
going
on?
Basically, you know, I agree with you. You're doing pretty good. I agree with what you were saying about the Eagles fans, because I remember that one with Chief Z, and it was Eagle fans that actually turned the two people in.
Mm.
And they only not only that they got charged with assault, but Laurie canceled their tickets. They canceled out their tickets, season tickets.
And by the way, Max said it was like 1983, so I was like 10 years old, yeah. Right? So by the way, like they should do that. But yeah. I would say this, as mean and as awful as that is, yeah. Right? And somehow that never gets mentioned, along with throwing yeah. batteries at Michael Irvin, throwing snowballs
or shooting fireworks right. at a Monday night football game.
Somehow beating the crap, unfortunately, out of the late, great Chief C, who I only met once. Yeah. Somehow that doesn't get mentioned, maybe because it's so long ago.
But the bottom line
is it's part of like the, it's part of the fabric, if you will, and it's why yeah. so many people are turned off. But I would also argue that I would be willing to bet 90% of Eagles fans are maybe yeah. annoying, but not bad people.
Yes, maybe a handful. And the thing about it, they have a jail underneath the stadium, and they have a court.
Well, they had at the other stadium. They don't have it at Lincoln Financial Field. I will say this. Now, I sit in the press box, okay? I only sat in the crowd for WrestleMania 2 nights. Very different event, okay? But I sit in the press box, but I don't feel walking in and out of there. I don't feel like there's as yeah. much venom as there used to be as the mm-hmm. the perception. But then you see yeah. isolated video. They're harassing mm-hmm. my guy Tailgate Ted. They're pulling the yellow snow hat off the Commanders fan out in the parking lot. One of them beat them. But then you look at their player, right? I mentioned C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and he's talking about yep. sit your ass down, Jaden McDaniels. Didn't yes. even call him his name.
Don't even call it a whole name, yes.
So, there you go.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, are you watching the Super Bowl or are you boycotting the Super Bowl? I guess that's the ultimate question.
I mean, I'll watch it. I'm not into the boycott. I'll watch it. Whoever wins. I'm one of those
But
types.
You're not actively rooting yeah. for anybody, which is fine. See, that's how I would approach it. And I appreciate the phone call, Dale. That's how I would approach it. You don't have to actively root for anybody to watch a football game. Just watch the football game. Should be a good game, right? Maybe throw a couple of two-tree bets down. Win you a couple of $2-3, have a hot dog, a slice of pizza, some wings, and enjoy. Fall asleep, man. You don't have to root for anybody. There's no law that says you got to root for anybody. All right, we'll keep it going. Everybody wants to talk about this. So we will keep the turnstile moving here. Let's go to Larry in D.C. What up, Larry? How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good, Larry. What's going on?
All right, yeah, I used to work for the Commanders. Well, they were Redskins at the time.
Yeah, same for me, Larry. Same for me. Maybe we know each other. Anyway, sorry.
Well, I was a supervisor of guest services, and I actually had a Philly fan come into the stadium with his wife, and somebody hit his wife in the head with a knitted hat in Section 208.
Mm.
So out of 300 fans, he wanted me to find out who hit his wife with this knitted hat. So I got the Redskin fans under control first because they were starting to razz him. Then when I turned around to him to talk to him, he dropped the F-U on me. And then when I said, excuse me, he went to go say it again. And that's when I jacked him up in the collar, took him off the tier, and took him up into the tunnel.
Attaboy!
With the police officer. Where PG police officers came and got him.
Attaboy,
Larry.
And
when I gave him over to PG, they actually had him down on the ground with a knee in his back because he also took a swing at a PG police officer.
Oh, man. Oh, what a jerk.
That sounds like a genius.
The sad thing about it is that he was not drunk at all.
Yeah.
And his wife was crying.
That's probably
not asking why we were doing this to him. And I actually got filmed on YouTube doing this, and I should have actually lost my job.
Oh.
But thank goodness that FedEx did not screen that, and I wound up working for about 5 or 6 more years after that.
Larry, to me, don't tell anybody this. To me, it sounds like you did okay.
Oh, well, great. Thank you.
Are you watching, the game, or are you boycotting the game?
I'm not a Philly fan at all. That goes for the Eagles, the Flyers, the Phillies, as well as the Sixers. Anti-Philadelphia.
But are you watching the game or are you boycotting the game?
If I watch it, it'll just, you know, peek in with my, my boys.
Gotcha.
But I really don't care to watch it at all.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Totally, you're right. No, yeah. Not going to blame anybody. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Interesting story there. Try to help out an Eagles fan, and the Eagles fan gets mad, starts throwing punches. I mean, you know, listen, I knew a couple of Eagles fans when I was a kid, when I was a young buck. Growing up on Long Island, they were friends of my dad, my stepdad. The first time I met them, they were staying at my house because they were doing some remodeling work to help out my family. There was a Monday night game, I think, Eagles-Giants. And they what's the best way I can describe this? So they showed me how they drank beer. They took a couple of cans of beer. I don't remember the beer. Unopened. And what did they do to open it? They bit into the beer can at the top and tore off the entire top and guzzled the beer. I was like, you people are maniacs. And I should have known then. All right, let's grab at least one more here. Let's go to Cam in D.C. next up. Cam, how are you?
What's up, Chris? How are you doing?
Hey, Cam. What's going on, man?
So there's no way in heck that I'm ever going to not watch the Super Bowl as long as I'm healthy. I'm just a football fan.
Gotcha.
But I had no intentions to cheer for any team, but through all the conversation about Eagles fans, I went to undergrad and grad school in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I am actively rooting for the three-peat, even though I hate the Chiefs, hate dynasties. Philly fans are insufferable, and they embarrassed us, so I'm hoping they get embarrassed.
Wait, and you went to school in Philadelphia, so that's even more interesting, an interesting perspective.
All of my best friends, all of my frat brothers, Philly Eagles fans.
Interesting. So I faced a similar situation to that. I was going to school in Buffalo as a native New Yorker right during the middle and the start of their four back-to-back, and I hated them. I couldn't stand their pain-in-the-ass fans and their stupid songs and all of that. I just antagonized. But I never once got into a fight or anything like that. I never did anything violent. I just laughed at them, you know, kind of. It almost seems kind of like the approach that you have, right? Whereas Eagles fans, some, I think, would be like, oh, you're a space Martian. You're a space cadet. Now I'm going to harass you and I'm going to kick you in the ass and I'm going to take your beanie hat or I'm going to yell and harass you, you know?
No, for sure. And actually, to this point, can I say two overarching things about
sure.
the season? I'll make it relate to
yep.
Philly. So one, I will say my favorite thing, I'm 31 years old. This is obviously my first time seeing the team consistently good.
Sure.
My favorite part about the kind of the revival of the team is rivalries matter now, right? Like my boy who's an Eagles fan, he was talking all that smack on Sunday night, but he ended with, you know, this is going to be fun. You guys got a bright future. Like I've never been able to say that. Like I've never really cared about the Eagles, the Cowboys rivalry, whatever. And like now I care. So I'm like, I'm happy I can hate watch the Eagles and hate watch the Super Bowl where I've just been, you know, I haven't really cared the last
I love this.
I do appreciate it.
I love this. Max, if you can just jot this down for me just so we don't forget. Tomorrow I want to get to – I don't have time today. But I want to get to this because, I think the rivalry thing, huge, as you mentioned, Cam. But also, you know, again – like, if you think about it, the most important thing that we took out of this season from a Commander's perspective, is it that you found the franchise quarterback? Is it that you revitalized the entire franchise and fan base? Is it that you do have a, instead of, like, you know how Ron Rivera talked culture, 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 and they really never had one? Well, Dan Quinn's word for it is brotherhood, but they discovered a brotherhood, which is essentially culture, which is what every organization stresses for. I love this. I'm going to spin it into a topic tomorrow. Thank you, Cam. I appreciate the phone call, and glad you got to enjoy it, my friend. I appreciate you, okay?
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
You too. Appreciate Cam. Good call. Good idea. We'll mark that down for tomorrow. 251, Team 980. We got to take a quick time out. Come back. More of your calls. Stay with us on the Team 980. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. All right, let's grab one more here before the top of the hour. Keep the line moving. Let's go to our guy, Paulie, and get him aboard here. Hello, Paulie. How are you?
Man, evidently you ain't keeping the line moving, man. Hell to the W.
Can you be not miserable for one day? Come on now. Be nice.
Listen, man.
A lot of calls.
I'm always in a good mood and good spirits, man, until 1 o'clock and I hear your voice.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
You set me off. And your reason, Caitlin Clark, what are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about the truth just because you don't like to hear it.
What was the truth?
The truth was that Caitlin Clark was way better than Angel Reese and way more important.
She's not way better nor way more important.
Oh, my God.
She's
Caitlin
better.
Clark can make a layup, Paulie. Come on.
Okay.
On the first try, not the third.
Tell her to get to the lane. How about that?
Oh, okay.
She can't even get to the lane.
Yeah, I know Caitlin Clark can't work in the box, right? Okay, I got it.
You talk crazy, man, because you're making a blur.
I'm not
saying Caitlin Clark's not good. Right. I'm not saying Caitlin Clark's not generational. All I'm saying is Angel Reese is not a bum.
I didn't say she was a bum.
That's how you portray it.
That's what we're here to talk about. Go.
You're just like an Eagles fan.
Go.
You're just like an Eagles fan. You're obnoxious. That's the problem. That's the problem with the Eagles fan.
I'm obnoxious.
God, will you let me talk?
Paul, you're not saying anything. You're talking gobbledygook. Shut up and make a point.
I'm going to put you in a porta potty, man.
Make a point.
But I'm trying to be quiet. If you be quiet, I will. Man. Now, the problem with the Eagles fans is they've been obnoxious, loud, pompous, violent, all of the above, even when they didn't win anything. That's the problem with them. But I respect the hell out of that fan base, man. Because they stand by their team, regardless. And we used to have that same passion, too. You know, it just took for Mr. Slate to ruin it all for us. You know what I mean? But that's the whole thing. But, now, I would never root for a division opponent to win the Super Bowl. That would never happen. Now, do I respect a division opponent's team? And some of the players they might have on their team, hell yeah. I respect the hell out of Saquon Barkley, you know, A.J. Brown, Jalen Carter. How can you not respect talent? You know what I mean? So will I be rooting for him? Nah, man. I got to see Mahomes, baby. Mahomes, we never thought that we would get a guy to go on a Tom Brady run this close in our lifetime. Right? We figure it might be another, 10, 15, 20 years before we see a guy try to make a run at Brady's ring. Well, Mahomes is making it right now. And just off of that fact alone, I want to see him get number 4.
All right, let me jump in. You saved your call. You made some really good points. You saved your call because you started off on real rocky, choppy waters. All your points were not great. Save them for the audience at 2:38 in the morning. I'll see you. Oh, my goodness. That guy's as stubborn as a mule. I had Max get that ready. We didn't have to officially give it to him, but I had him get it ready. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Plus, I want to get some reaction from what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters had to say Monday evening, which we still haven't gotten to. Just why? Because, we have a lot of calls and we have a lot of debate and we have a lot of things elsewhere on our mind. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.